With four local hospitals closed because of Sandy, thousands of patients are scrambling to find other medical centers to treat everything from broken bones to brain cancer. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports the changes are causing inconvenience to some, but could be a mixed blessing for the hospitals on the receiving end.
When St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital near Columbus Circle opened a $21 million cardiac center this fall, they figured it'd take a while to build up patients and reach full capacity. The state-of-the-art electrophysiology equipment allows doctors to recalibrate faulty electrical impulses that disrupt heartbeats. Before Sandy, there were only about a dozen procedures a week, but now that displaced NYU doctors and patients are coming to St. Luke's Roosevelt, there's about 18 a week, a big jump in a short amount of time for a complicated and expensive procedure that can take up to 8 hours.
We really wanted to accommodate them.
Dr. Ahmad Aziz runs the new cardiac center.
It turned out to be really nice because it's a great opportunity on a personal level to assist them in their time where they have that big damage that I heard they have.
Bringing in the NYU doctors and patients is good for St. Luke's Roosevelt, but the NYU shutdown is causing problems for many patients too. Eileen Wall lives in Atlanta and planned to fly in next month for reconstructive surgery at NYU following a cancer-related mastectomy. After Sandy, her surgeon has nowhere else to operate locally. Another Manhattan hospital where he also works is filled to capacity.
As a result, they have no OR time available. Now, some may pop up, but if it does, it would be very last minute. So the only people that could take advantage of that would be someone who's local to New York.
Fortunately for Wall, her surgeon spends half his time practicing and teaching in New Orleans, so she can go there for the operation. But she's not looking forward to spending time in the Big Easy.
The surgery in New York was far easier for me logistically. One, it has public transport. Two, you walk out the front door of where you are and you have food. You don't have to deal with anything. It's all very simple. New Orleans, basically, there's nothing there. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
When it's up and running, NYU performs about 2,700 inpatient procedures a month. Hospital officials haven't estimated how long the core facility will remain closed, but other medical centers are bracing for it to be months. Lenox Hill on the Upper East Side was operating well under capacity before Sandy and has been able to absorb 300 NYU doctors, 500 nurses, and many, many patients. But at nearby New York Presbyterian, CEO Dr. Stephen Corwin says his facility can barely keep pace with the increased number of people coming into the emergency room.
A significant flu season for the wintertime that could further hamper our ability to respond.
The hospitals taking in NYU patients are likely earning millions of dollars a month they wouldn't get if NYU were open. Administrators at Lenox Hill, St. Luke's Roosevelt, and other places emphasize their main mission is to help patients in the community, and they say they're not sure how much added revenue they'll make in the coming months. But since they canceled or postponed countless procedures immediately following Sandy, it couldn't hurt to have more of their beds filled. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.